This is De Bello Gallico, chapter 16 of book 6. So start with Natio Omnis, Omnis Natio. So every tribe, Gallorum, of the Gauls, est ad modum adita, is very much devoted, extremely devoted, religionibus, to religious ceremonies. Atque ob eam causam, and for this reason, qui sunt affecti, those who have been afflicted, gravioribus morbis, with rather serious or more serious diseases, quique, and those who, versantur, who are engaged in proeliis periculis quae, in battles and dangers, out, either, immolat, they sacrifice, homines pro victimis, humans as victims, out, will went, or they vow that, se immolaturus, that they will sacrifice human beings. Administris quae druidibus utuntur, and they use druid priests, or they use the druids as the priests, ad ea sacrificia, for the sacrifices. Quote, because, I'm going to go all the way down to arbitrantur in line 7. They think, non posse numen deorum immortalium, that the divinity of the immortal gods cannot be placari, soothed, appeased, pacified. Nisi vita hominis, unless the life of a human, redatur, is paid back, pro vita hominis, in exchange for the life of a human. Habent sacrificia, and they have sacrifices, eustim generis, of the same kind, instituta, established, publicae, publicly. So going over that first 7 lines again really quickly. Every tribe of the Gauls is very much devoted to religious ceremonies, and for this reason, those who have been afflicted with rather serious diseases and who are engaged in battles and dangers either slaughter human beings as victims or vow that they will sacrifice humans. They employ druids as priests for these sacrifices because they believe that the divinity of the immortal gods cannot be soothed unless the life of a human being is paid back for the life of a human being. And they have sacrifices of the same kind established publicly. All right, so moving on. Alii habent simulacra. So others have likenesses, or they have statues, they have figures. Imani magnitudine, of huge size. Quorum membra, whose limbs, contexta viminibus, woven with wickerwork, vivis hominibus conflent, they fill with live human beings. Quibus succensis, which having been set on fire, homines circumventi, men surrounded, flamma by flame, ex animantur, are killed. Supplica eorum, the punishments of those people, qui sint comprehense, who were arrested or who have been caught in fortu, in theft, out in lacrocinia, crincinio, or in robbery, out aliqua noxia, or in some crime, arbitrantur, they think, they consider, they judge, gratiora esse, to be more pleasing, dis immortalibus, to the immortal gods. Sed cum copia eius generis, but when a supply of this sort deficit is lacking, etiam descendunt, they even sink or they even resort ad supplicia, to the sacrifices, innoscentium, of innocence, of innocent people. All right, so the last six lines one more time. So others have figures of vast size, whose limbs woven with wickerwork, they fill with living human beings, which having been set on fire, the human beings surrounded by flame are killed. The punishments of those people who either in theft or in robbery or in some other crime have been caught, they consider to be more pleasing to the immortal gods. But when a supply of this sort is lacking, they resort even to the sacrifices of innocent people. Okay, so, he's describing live human beings being burned alive inside huge wickerwork structures constructed to resemble human beings. Do you think this would have been shocking to his readers? To what extent are Gallic executions similar to or different from the Roman practice of crucifixion? How would you compare this execution to the Roman practice of condemning criminals to fight in gladiatorial combats or with wild animals? And like we were talking about in class, we can also, how did these Gallic practices compare to public hangings and firing squads and the electric chair and the lethal injection? So, this is supposed to, it's supposed to be shocking. It's supposed to be, something that is going to tell the readers exactly how barbaric and uncivilized these people are. But let's compare and contrast exactly who's the barbarian here. All right, so that is all of chapter 16.